Welcome to Platform for Peaks, teaching students to be leaders, doctors to be businessmen, and developing the platforms needed to jump into practice and be successful. I'm your host, Dr. Joseph Clarino. Welcome to Platform for Peaks.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Platform for Peaks, soon to be transferring over to chiropractorleaders.com. And this is our second episode of the new quarter, and we just covered a killer topic today. One I think that gets overlooked probably more than any other thing in an office, which is, to me, it's the lifeline of any practice, and it is the source in which I think practice lives and dies by, and it's overlooked over and over and over again, and I think that is the initial phone call. It is the everything and everything of what goes on. And so we went through our little script, and we went through our role play of what we did with that, and we're going to hit the nitty-gritty and get down and dirty with it in a second. But in the meantime, everybody say hello. Go around the table.
Dr. Adam.
Hey, Dr. Michelle.
Dr. Matt.
And Dr. Wes.
So the gang's all here. We're hanging out. So we just did some whiteboard on this, and we went through it and role-played a little bit, and it was good. So we had a nice immersion on last Friday. If you want to just give a quick share on that real quick, on the immersion.
Yeah, immersion's huge. So we spent an entire Friday kind of training, you know, initial patient consults and report of findings and talks. And it's really powerful when we be able to dedicate an entire day to training on that.
And that was the second time you did that?
The third.
Third time you did that.
Yeah.
And did you get more every time?
I think I got more out of the third one than I did the first. Yeah. Just because it's so intense and I was able to pace myself through this one.
Yeah, it's like drinking from a fire hose the first time. And then as you go through it, you're just like, oh, it's just a fire hose. It's no big deal. You know what I mean? So, Dr. Matt, you've done it several times with me now, and you've really gotten closer to the mastery of doing the process. So what'd you get out of it?
Yeah, I mean, every time I do it, I learn something new, and that's why I love doing it, because even if you think you've mastered it or that you've pretty much come close, you pick something else to just grow and be even better. So, like, even doing the consult, you know, Dr. Joe comes up with some crazy person to walk through the door every time, and it puts you, kind of tests your wits a little bit, and you're not as good as you thought you were. So he'll find a way to still help you grow. So that's why I love doing it.
That's great. And my philosophy, if you carry 50 pounds on your back every day, 20 pounds when I ask you to carry 20, it's light. You know, so I give you those crazy scenarios so that it makes your mind go way outside the realm, so that when something simple comes in, it's so easy. It's just like carrying lightweight. Dr. Michelle, what was your take on that?
I think just like practicing the scenarios that can walk into the office and having an audience of like-minded people to talk through your shortcomings when you're speaking in front of a group is really valuable experience.
Yeah, so we really beat up on the sentences and the words and the posture. We try to do as much as we can, and that's why it takes 3-4 times to do it, because to really get good at speaking and knowing what you're doing, because there's so many little things that you do. Like Dr. West, the first time he did it, he was rocking back and forth like a rocking chair. And then this time he did really good. He was postured. He was confident. It just changed his whole demeanor. So it was really great. Dr. Adam, quick sentence on this, and then we'll get into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, along with that, what you say and how you say it is extremely important, and taking an entire day to dissect it when there's 4 or 5 other people watching you and listening is really beneficial to help you realize what you're actually saying, even though you think you might be saying something else.
I think the biggest breakthroughs we have are on those days, man. So let's dive back into that initial thing. So let's go through our initial call, and let's just do one real quick. We'll role play it, and so you guys can see a full call. Now, there's two sides of the leg. There's a new patient and an existing patient. What we're going to do here is we're going to do a new patient. And so you could see, and Dr. Matt's going to do it with me. And you can get a feel of what it is for the answer the phone. And we'll break down the call after I do one, all right? So, ring, ring.
Am I answering the phone?
Yeah, you answer the phone.
Okay.
I'll make you do it because you're live. Ring, ring.
All right. Hello, this is Dr. Matt, Sugar Hill Spine and Wellness. How can I help you?
Great. I'd like to make an appointment.
Awesome. Is this an existing patient or new patient?
I'm an existing patient.
Awesome. So, are you
here? I'll do new patient. Sorry. New patient. I'm a new patient.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
My name's Joe.
All right, Joe. How can we thank you for a referral? Were you referred into the office?
Yes, I was. My wife, Mary, sent me in.
Oh, awesome. We love Mary here. I'm glad she sent you in. So are you setting up a functional chiropractic or massage appointment?
This will be for chiropractic.
Chiropractic, awesome. Is this going to be for you or your whole family?
For me right now, but my wife's been talking about getting the whole family in here, so I'm going to come in and check it out, and then we're probably going to get the family in there.
Great, great. And is this for a specific condition, or are you more looking for wellness?
No, actually, you know, I just want to come in and get my spine checked. She talked about nervous system and those kind of things, so I just want to get in there and get tuned up and see what's going on. She really intrigued me by what you guys told her. So I really don't deal with anything, but I love to come in.
That's awesome. We love hearing that. So we look forward to having you. Do you expect your insurance to participate?
You know, my wife takes care of all the financial stuff, so you know what? I'm not really sure. I know we have insurance, but let's see. I know she's taking care of it. I think she did a family plan or something or talking about that. So okay. Let's just see. I'm not really sure, but.
Awesome. So we have Wednesday and we have Thursday open today. Which one's better for you?
I could do Thursday.
Do Thursday morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay, we got 4 and we've got 5 o'clock. Which one's better?
5 o'clock's great.
5 o'clock. All right, so I'll put you on the books for 5 o'clock on Thursday. And I'm going to send you some paperwork over the computer. Just go ahead and fill that out. Or if you get here, you're going to have to come at least 20 minutes early to get that done. Sound good?
Excellent.
See you Thursday at 5.
Good. So now, granted, we would obviously get – I was ready to hang up. It was so funny. I was looking for the phone. Idiot. I was like, where's the phone? I was like, that's just so weird. My brain went – I was actually in the phone call. That was crazy. Now, actually, we would get their phone number. We would get their – you know, all their background yeah. stuff too. You know, just for time's sake, we're just cutting it down. But so let's break that down a little bit, right? So let's go over some of the things. At the first sentence, Dr. Michelle, like what we go through there, hello, ring, ring, Sugar Hill Spinal Mouse. I'm Dr. Michelle. Can I help you? Are you a new or an existing patient? Why is that important?
Because it tells you which direction you're going.
Right. So if it's a new patient, it's a whole new thing. Grab a sheet, new folder. It's the whole process, right? It's existing, right? What do you want to look for?
When's the last time they came in?
Last time they came in. Where they've been, what's going on, how they doing their frequency. So you want to get some data on them. So you pull them up real quick. What's going on with this patient, right? So that's important. Now we'll dissect that a little further, but let's just keep going into it. Next sentence, right?
Functional medicine, chiropractic, or massage.
Why is that important?
Lets them know that you have options that they might not be aware about.
Right. So it's important to tell them what you do, man. You know, like be your biggest advocate of what you do for services. People don't even know what functional is, and they probably don't even know you have a massage. So you tell them. And then if they go, functional, what's functional? Because they don't know what it is. I guarantee they don't know what it is. But now you create a curiosity, so they're going to ask. And they may not ask on the phone. They might ask when they come in. They might ask on the third visit. They're going to ask at some point in time. And they want to know what it is that you're doing, especially if you build rapport, which is really important. Because the more rapport you build, the more like, did you mention something on the phone about I don't know what you said. Like, oh, functional nutrition. Oh, what is that? Oh, that's when Dr. Joe works with the patients. I try to find whatever's going on with them through a natural way, like people like thyroid disease and GI issues and that kind of stuff. Oh, really? I have a friend like that. That's how you get referrals. That's exactly how you get referrals. Next sentence.
You or your whole family.
Oh, my God. That's why is that?
It's massive because it informs them if they don't know that children get care. It kind of puts that value there for them. And if the whole family is under care, you can just do it all at once. So it's not taking up more time, more energy.
So I think that's such a big one because now here's what happens. If you want a family practice, this is a must, right? You said you or your whole family. Me. Great. They come in and they do the tour. What happens?
See the kid room.
They see the kid's room. They see the kids getting adjusted. They see all that kind of stuff, right? So now they go, whole family. They see kids. They see kids getting adjusted. Do you think those three things have planted a seed in their brain?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. And you don't realize how powerful it is. You ever see that movie? I forgot the name of it. Where Will Smith puts the 55 out everywhere.
Yeah.
What's the name of that movie?
Oh, shoot.
I can't remember.
The movie's so good.
Yeah, the movie's great, right? And it's like the whole idea of that is that he puts 55 everywhere. Everywhere he goes, he puts 55. And he bets the guy like $1 million to pick anybody down below on the field. Any number he wants for $1 million. So the dude's looking around, and all of a sudden he just sees the 55.
Focused,
right? Mm-hmm. He sees the 55, and he says, 55, and he had it already written down. And he won $1 million or whatever it was. I forgot the whole thing. It's great. Sorry I ruined the end of the movie for you, but it was great. It was killer, right? And so, but the point of it is it just shows to show you how important the power of suggestion is inside of what we do. People need to know, we need to suggest that we see families because we want to see families. Mm-hmm. If you don't suggest it and you don't put it out there, you don't see them. And you have to be able to plant a seed every single time. And if you know they have a family and they're interested in care, one of the best things you can do is just be like, hey, Mary, come over here. And you ask the patient that you're adjusting and their kids be like, hey, you mind if Mary watches? I've done that 1 billion times, and I'll just pull them into the adjusting bay and be like, watch this. And they're always like, wow, that's really cool. And then the kids are like, yeah, it's great. You know what I mean? And just all the barriers are down. All the barriers. It makes a big, big difference. All right, next sentence.
Next sentence, are you coming for a specific condition or wellness?
Right, so it's just another landing one, right, for big. Yeah. Just saying, hey, man, we're also a wellness practice.
Yeah, it's not just because you have a pain or right. problem that people are coming right. in here.
So again, so now when we talk about that on our day one, we talk about a report mm-hmm. of findings, talk about our better results faster, we're mentioning all these things about wellness. We planted that on day one. Specifically, we planted that. Now we got to let it grow. So, and everything we do in our communication from day one, two, three, four, all the way out is all about that, okay? Next sentence again, on top of that.
Do you expect insurance to participate?
Dr. Michelle, why is that word participate so important? Give me the meaning of that word, why I just love the hang on that word.
Because it puts the patient in the mindset of actually the participation aspect and not that insurance will cover all that I'm doing. So they have to have a stake in the financials, not just their insurance company.
Right. So it's so different than me saying, do you expect your insurance to cover today's visit? That's a whole statement. It's a whole in, right? Where participate means that there's some level of engagement between you and your insurance company, right? And I think that word's critical if you're taking insurance. If you don't, it's just be like, no, we don't think, you know, you just don't even say that statement. So we take very little insurance anymore. We're 97% cash, but we still take some just because it's there and really wasting our time and energy, but we're eventually going to get out of it just 100%. We have like two things that we're still in involved with. So it's just for right now, the little bit that's there, we just take it. But I'm sure this year, by the end of the year, we'll be out of insurance totally. It's, we're so close. So, yeah. So what else we after that? Where we go? Dr. Adam?
I think that's it. Then you go into to the 222 rule.
Right. So the 222 rule is incredibly important. I think it's the foundation of every single appointment that goes on. If you want to elaborate on that, that'd be great.
Basically, it's just giving them options with everything. So I have Monday or I have Wednesday. And then they say Wednesday, I have morning or afternoon. They give you morning. You say, I have 9 a.m., I have 10 a.m.
Right. Exactly. So it's, you take a funnel of time and you bring them into where they have to land because those are your adjusting times, those are your exam times, those are your whatever you're doing. You put them inside that timetable. But as we talked about earlier, when someone comes in and they're not following their schedule, so say it's an existing patient, mm-hmm. right? And they come in and we say, okay, great. Is this you a new patient or existing patient? Now, granted, your staff should know the people by now too. If you call up there and say, Steve, maybe they're new, and doesn't recognize the name or the voice. Is this a new existing? Oh, existing. Okay, great. You pull up their name, look at their file. They haven't been here in 60 days. What are we saying to them?
Well, we want to see where you're at and why you haven't been coming in and keeping up with your rhythm. So you could either phrase it two ways. You can ask for it directly on the phone, why haven't you been coming in? Why aren't you hitting your adjustment rhythm? Or you can schedule a specific time so they can talk with one of the docs to see what's going on with them and where they're at.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, we make it so cut and dry in a sense. Be like, you know, you can lighten the load up a little bit and be like, Steve, where you been? We missed you, man. We haven't seen you in 60. It says 60 days. Is that right? 60 days? Yeah. I've actually left you a few messages. What's going on? You okay? Now, you may be thinking, oh, my God, this is another lazy patient, doesn't want to do anything, but Steve may have had a family emergency that's been gone for 60 days. No, my mother's been sick. I've been gone out of town for 2 months. Oh, my God, we are so sorry. We apologize for that. So glad you're coming back and getting adjusted. We know how stressful that can be, and we know what an adjustment can do for that. You know what I mean? Like, so you just rebuild it back on top of that, but otherwise it's like, nah, I've just been busy, been kind of crazy, I haven't had time. What's your take on that? You know what I mean? Like, what do you do with that one?
So basically you just harp on, clearly they weren't educated the way they were supposed to. They don't have the value for it. So you're like, Steve, you know what they said to you when you came in day one, right? About the adjustment rhythm, about what's going on with your spine. We got to get you back in here. We got to get you moving, get your rhythm back going. And if they still don't understand it, maybe you have them sit back through the Better Results Faster workshop just so they can get that education again.
Replug them in. And the thing is that you when you do that, you got to get them back on a schedule.
Yeah.
So you got to try to be like, Steve, listen, come on. I get you in today at 5:30. I got one slot left. Why are we doing that? Scarcity, right? Create scarcity. And then you go, look, I'm going to put you in here, but here's the deal. If I put you in today at 5:30, I got to put you down reoccurring. Otherwise, I can't hold the spot for you all the time. I'm going to put you down at 5:30. Steve, can we make that commitment? Keeping your rhythm at 5:30? Yeah, I'll keep that rhythm. You know what I mean? Then you alert a doctor and say, look, man, Steve's missed 60 days. And then we got to go there. And on table talk, we're like, hey, man, now if it's over 90 days, then we put him in for an exam automatically. Mm-hmm. Anything under 90, we keep him as just adjusting flow. There's some other organizations or concepts out there that basically says that, in the words, if you miss three visits in a row, you're out. We put you on a kind of like a timeout principle in trouble kind of thing. And it's funny. We did that for years. We literally had a sign on my door called principal's office. And we would literally take the patients and push them in the principal's office and be like, dude, you missed like three visits. Where you been? And we were like, I'm sorry, Dr. Joe. And that's when we saw high volume. We would just be on top of everybody about it. We were like, look, man, what's going on? You missed your visits. We would just be up in their shizzle. And the more we did that, the bigger we got. So there's something to be said about that. There really is something to be said about holding accountability. So listen, man, I just wanted to go over a quick one today. This is a fast one. We got to run. We got patients to see. But I think you could see that this, we could spend an hour on this plus just dissecting the phone call. I could spend an hour on scenarios going through this because the scenarios are so important on what people say. Well, how much is it? What's the x-rays cost? Do they have to take x-rays? How much is it for my whole family? Does it cover my insurance? Am I in network insurance and plan? How do you deflect all these different things? And we can elaborate that in another podcast, but for time today, we got to run. There's so much meat inside that because I promise you, if you're letting someone answer the phone, they'll let people walk away. Guaranteed. No one's you. No one has the answers. And even if you had the answers, we'll get on it. And so, the reality of it is that's where the rubber hits the road, is in that first part, that first phone call. It's an important training with you and your team and your staff, and you need to own it yourself so that you can be able to train people. So, guys, as always, another great episode. Super, super pumped. Continue sending in any questions or comments, and I look forward to seeing you guys next week, man.
All right. See you guys later.
See you guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing episode of Platform for Peaks. I'm your host, Dr. Joseph Florino. If you're interested in peaking, please contact us at www.sugarhillspinalwellness.com or 678-467-8251.